the second one of my series of three, if you like. But as a church, we're looking through Ephesians, and it's titled Paul the Preacher to the Gentiles. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 1, he says, "For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles." And then he gets sidetracked, and he does, can you see after the word Gentiles, there's a little dash, a little line, and he picks up again in verse 14, which we're going to look at next week. So if I read verses 1 and verse 14, you'll see the continuity. He says, "For this reason, I, Paul," then in verse 14, "for this reason, I, Paul, kneel before the Father." So he gets sort of sidetracked. "For this reason," verse 1, "I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles." Then he goes off on a tangent. He says, "Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you, that is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I've already written briefly. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, you Gentiles, you Ephesians, Gentiles, are heirs together with the Jew, with Israel, with Jews. Members together, bound together in one body, sharers together in the promise of Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although, truth to tell, I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past had been kept hidden in God. But the God who created all things, his intent was that now, through the church, the manifold, multi-sided, multifaceted wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him, and through him, through faith in him, we may approach God now with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because I am in prison, because of my sufferings for you. In fact, my sufferings, my being in prison, is for your glory." Amen. That's our portion today, and we pray God's blessing upon our understanding of it. And so the hymn before, number 640,